Trump campaign claims video of Georgia election workers shows irregularities, GA officials dispute. By Kyle Olson on December 3, 2020. Lawyers for President Donald Trump's campaign shared a video before Georgia lawmakers Thursday which they claim is evidence of fraud occurring on election night November 3. The legal team, led by Rudy Giuliani, played footage from surveillance cameras that appeared to catch cases of absentee and military ballots being pulled out from under a table to be counted in Fulton County, Georgia. During a hearing on alleged election improprieties held by the state Senate Judiciary Committee, Jackie Pick, a volunteer for Trump's representatives, said the alleged incident occurred at 10:30 p.m. at State Farm Arena. While the video played, Pick described the events on the screen based on testimony from alleged witnesses who submitted affidavits to the Trump legal team. She said these witnesses claimed that one poll worker with blonde braids told them and everyone in the room to go home on the basis they were going to stop counting and return in the morning. However, Pick said, four people stay behind and continue counting and tabulating well into the night, including the woman with blonde braids, continuing to count votes, based on the surveillance footage. The Republican Observer said they were the last people to leave State Farm Arena, along with the Fox News crew, excepting those four people, Pick continued. She then claimed the footage shows these four individuals pull ballots out from underneath a table and engage in unobserved ballot counting until about 1 a.m. Pick claimed the number of ballots allegedly tabulated after observers and the media left the room is beyond the margin of victory, which is allegedly fewer than 13,000 votes. She said she used the video evidence to confirm details alleged in affidavits filed by the Republican observers. Jenna Ellis, a member of Trump's legal team, said it indicated fraud. However, a fact-checking outlet has disputed the claims from the Trump team's legal volunteer. Two high-level officials with the Georgia Secretary of State's office and a state elections board monitor each told lead stories that they found nothing suspicious in the video. The officials said the ballots seen in the video were in regular ballot containers, not suitcases, as Pick described them, and they had been removed from their envelopes and processed while news media and election observers for the Republican Party and Trump campaign were present. Lead Stories writes that general poll workers were not dismissed, despite the witnesses' claims. Election workers known as cutters because their job was to open absentee ballot envelopes and verify ballots for eventual scanning and counting were dismissed for the night sometime after 10 p.m. on November 3, 2020, because their work for the evening had been completed, he explained. Those workers who remained were responsible for conducting the scanning portion of the process, since ballots could not be left without being scanned overnight. Editor's note: the headline and body of this story have been substantially rewritten to present the Trump team's description of the video as claims which are disputed by election officials. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.